The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, welcome back. It's me again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Today's question is, how does a sparkler work? In the history of our attempts to master chemistry, explorations of fire are certainly among the most ancient experiments ever performed. And although we have controlled it for thousands of years, the magic of fire remains spellbinding. Take sparklers, for example. There's little in life quite as satisfying as watching one of those gray rods spark and sputter to life when you light it. Making the perfect sparkler isn't hard, it's just a question of the right chemistry. To produce them, you only need a few chemical ingredients: iron filings and aluminum powder, barium nitrate, and a starch and water mixture to act as an adhesive. Stir it all up to a thick soup, pop in a couple of pieces of stiff metal wire, pull them out and let the coating dry, and presto, your homemade sparklers are ready for action. The iron filings are the key to the fireworks that follow. When they burn, they emit pretty star-shaped sprays of sparks. That's because iron also usually contains carbon, which causes lots of miniature explosions as it burns. So why do you need the other stuff? Well, a sparkler made only of iron flakes wouldn't be much fun. First of all, it would be next to impossible to light it with a match. Iron filings only begin to glow at fairly high temperatures. They need a little help to get going, and that's just what they get from two chemical assistants, aluminum powder and barium nitrate. By the way, in chemical terms, burning something is also known as oxidation, a term that comes from the Latin word for oxygen. Fires won't burn without it. When you light a sparkler, atmospheric oxygen begins reacting quickly with its combustible components and changes them. Iron becomes iron oxide, and aluminum turns into aluminum oxide. To speed the process, the sparkler even has an extra source of oxygen on board in the form of barium nitrate. When you touch a burning match to the tip of a sparkler, this oxidant catches first and releases oxygen for the following reactions. It's followed by the aluminum powder, which combines with the oxygen as it burns. That reaction creates sufficient heat to light the iron filings. It's not known where the first sparkler was made. The oldest recorded patent for it in Germany was filed by a man named Franz Josef Walter. He called his idea, "Process for the Production of a Spark Spring Light Stick." Pretty catchy, if you ask me. So now it's time to get down to brass tacks, preparing an experiment that requires a sparkler in the shape of a heart and a romantic evening for two. I'm curious to see whether chemistry is able to spark a little interest in the eyes of a beautiful woman. See you next time. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.